Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
With Richard Marsland on the buttons.
No, Richard, and today, well, it's finally happened over the weekend, the announcement we've been waiting for. No, not that announcement, an even bigger one. Full details and unnecessarily graphic footage coming up.
Promises, we got them, and some of them we'll even keep.
Your chance to grab the wheel and decide what we do on this show for the next 6 weeks.
We help the Liberals win back young voters.
The easy way to spot a terrorist in your workplace.
Dancing with the Stars exposed.
Forget the debates, this election will be decided with Nerf bats.
We play Who's Your Favourite Nightclub Bouncer?
And hey, teenage girls, Kaz Cook has all the advice you need in our second hour. And for the trickier questions, Richard Marsland is here.
And though Tony knows about those other men, Tony still remembers because it was him and Richard, baby, way before them.
Yes, it's all coming up on Get This, and here's what the station manager told us when we arrived this morning.
But in the end, in this profession, you've got to be prepared to say where you stand. Take your lumps if it's not very popular. Accept responsibility when something goes wrong. And don't blame other people.
Nah, that doesn't sound like us at all.
Nah.
It's all coming up. We'll get this one. At Triple M. Yeah, get it out of your system. Gary Moore walking by himself around the nation here at Triple M. It is Get This for another week with myself, Tony Martin. Oh, very nice. He's just trying to cheer us up. It's Richard Marsden on the button. Nicely done, Rich. And of course, Ed Cavalli's here.
That's a bit gay.
Hey, come on.
Mitchell?
Sorry.
Down at Patterson Lakes Primary School FM. Constantly stirring us. Mm. What is the time in most states? I know, obviously, Adelaide lagging behind somewhat.
Yeah.
Well, so far ahead.
It's about 2:15 in most states.
Okay.
This press release will have gone out. Get This is winding up at the end of the year. Now, obviously, we'll be talking about why over the course of the next 6 weeks. But let's just begin with the actual press release. Triple M has decided to concentrate its resources on building its suite of breakfast shows around the country next year.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, it's not renewing its contract with Get This.
Wow.
Now, this is like, we're not bitter about it. It's fair enough. We do spend a lot of time talking about Stephen Segal.
Mm-hmm.
Very little time talking about Thirsty Merc. You know, let's not deny it.
I think if you went back through the tapes, there's a lot of Merc talk.
But what's going on with the breakfast shows? What is, you know, Peter Hellyer, what sort of demands is he making?
Well, I don't know. They must be drawing a lot of water, I guess.
I see. We'll get to the bottom of it over the next...
I'm a bit worried that perhaps my brand of poison chalice has
blown up in your face. Okay,
show,
I'm just sorry, just thinking off the top of my head here, I've just realised we're going to have to get another gig.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to find somewhere to do this show. Oh. I've been in the radio industry for a while.
You have, Tone.
I've got some context. Chuck over that phone.
Okay, this one here.
And I know someone who might be able to give us a gig. Obviously, it's on a rival network.
Mm-hmm.
But just dial that number.
This one here.
And let's see what...
Who are we calling?
If we can scam ourselves up another shift. Here we go. I hope they answer.
Okay. Yep.
It's going to be very embarrassing if they don't.
Good sound effects.
Okay, here we go.
Good morning, this is Mitchell from Patterson Lakes Primary.
Is that Mitchell who's on the Patterson Lakes Primary School radio station?
Yes, it is.
This is Tony, Ed and Richard from Triple M's Get This here.
Hello.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hey, guess what's happened?
John Howard's called an election.
Yes, well, that is true.
It is true, he's called an election, but there's bigger news. We've all been given the arse from Triple M. It's not that funny.
Sorry.
Rich is going to have to move into a dump master.
Yeah, I've white-handed myself.
Obviously, we're on the market for a radio job now. Are there any vacancies out there at PLPS?
No, sir. We need good quality workers here.
Oh, come on. Right. We can at least impersonate good quality workers.
I'm sorry, no jobs.
Mitchell, just hang on a second. Let me have a chance here. Red House, put your bins out. How was that?
Well, Red House... and actually do their bins.
Okay.
So that's an unnecessary announcement now.
So that's
okay, what about the hot seat? We had Greg Fleet on our hot seat last week. You know who that is, don't you?
No.
Well, who have you had on yours?
John Howard.
John Howard.
Yeah, that guy. Sorry. Come on, there must be some job there we can do.
Do janitors, maybe? Be a janitor?
Is that an on-air position?
No, sorry.
Right, but what about a Black Thunder? Do you have a car that drives around the suburbs giving away... exercise books or something? What do you have there?
Oh, Mr. Doody does that.
Mr. Doody?
It's a Doody.
Our principal.
Principal Doody? That can't be his name, surely.
Yeah, it is.
Principal Doody?
Well, can we speak to Vice Principal Wee Wee then, please?
You see, this is the top quality gear that could be coming out of your speakers if you just give us a gig.
All the jobs are filled.
What sort of music are you playing?
Good music.
Like what?
Contemporary.
Okay, well...
Contemporary.
All right, Mitchell, what about REO Speedwagon? Do you know about them? I mean, I've got all their CDs.
Oh, I've never heard of them. They must be pretty bad.
What about Journey? Have you heard of Journey?
Who are they?
Okay.
ELO.
Never heard of them.
Right, there we are.
What is the station catchphrase at the moment?
Pato PS School of Rock, where famous people speak.
Well, Richard's famous. He does community television in the mornings. Is that enough?
Oh, that's not famous.
Well, what about this janitor position, this custodial position? Is there any way we can work our way up? Maybe do a few free mid-dawns? That kind of thing, some work around the offices.
In compared to work 10 years?
That could be fast-tracked away, Richard. Behind you put in...
Maybe you can wash Mr. Doody's car.
All right, we'll wash the Doody off. We'll take care of that, don't you worry.
Have you had any famous people yet on your show?
I mentioned Greg Fleet, didn't I? I said Greg Fleet.
Oh, I've never heard of him. He can't be famous.
You don't know who he is?
No.
He does, however, want to know if you can loan him $20. I will just say that. Okay, well, obviously, we've got to make a few more calls. There's other school radio stations who are kind of clamouring.
Here's our final position, Mitchell. Tell me if this is acceptable. Richard will clean the toilets. Tony does Doody's car, washing the Doody off Doody. And I've got a shift where I do 7 hours on air a day where it's just me talking, no music.
No, I can do the 7-hour shift.
You know what, Mitchell? That's a bit gay. Oh, there I said it.
Yep, I agree.
I'm doing my line again.
Nah, that's extremely gay. Yep. I have to say that's very gay. Yeah. Richard, would you agree?
I would say that's very, very gay.
Gay as.
Gay as.
Extraordinarily.
All right, thanks, Mitchell.
Thanks for nothing, Mitchell.
Anytime.
Jeez, hang on.
Give me a...
Well, we went on a bit long. You know, operational reasons. That's the reason that's just come through.
Unbelievable.
Look, for the next 6 weeks, it is your chance to empty out the bottom of our barrel. If there's anything we've done over the last 2 years you want to hear for one final time, 133353 is the number to call. More in a moment. I'll get this.
Cool, cool. It was just all cool. Now it's over for me and it's over for you.
Yes, let's see how far we've come here at Get This around the nation on Triple M Matchbox 20. Beautiful. It is Get This. It's the, well, it's the wind-up of Get This.
And I'm looking forward very much to the next 6 weeks.
Oh, I bet he is.
Oh, man.
He'd be very happy with this decision.
Look at him go.
How are you going, guys? Are you coping all right? We only found out on Friday that we're being shown the door at the end of the year. But I have to say, normally they don't tell you till after the end of the year's finished.
Yeah, so this is good.
We get to say goodbye to our listeners in the correct way with dodgy comedy sketches from the vaults.
Also some promises, Tone.
Is that the correct way?
Some promises.
Well, it's an election campaign, Tone.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's obviously lesser news. We were going to get to that eventually.
Well, eventually, but let's just bring it up a little bit now, because what's the problem? The problem is that people say that now they think John Howard is untrustworthy. You know, he said a lot of things. They don't think they can trust Labor.
That's right.
To deliver on economic policy, et cetera, et cetera.
Promises being distributed left, right and centre.
Well, that made me have a good hard look at myself over the weekend.
Yeah, sure.
And I didn't like what I saw, Richard. You know, I saw blackness. I saw ugliness. Here are some of the promises I've made over the past 2 years that for the next 6 weeks, I guarantee I'm going to fulfill, Tone.
You guarantee? Because this is your last chance.
This is my last chance.
Come good.
Yeah, with all of the things I said I'd do. The Shaft of Hope Film Festival. Sure, films about the Beaconsfield mine disaster might seem out of touch.
No. Well, where's the real one? You know, I would have thought the one with Craig McLaughlin and a surfboard popping down the mines would have been on by now.
Mm. But I'm going to do something, all right? That's all I can say.
Right.
You're going to do something.
Yeah. God is my witness.
That's a hell of a promise.
I'm going to do something.
So you're going to put together an entire film festival?
Yes.
Okay.
The Get This Power Ballad. That's been sizzled over 2 years.
We had Dave Graney contribute lyrics to that thing.
I didn't understand his rhyme scheme. There's an online magazine. Remember yeah, that? We'll get that.
That's right. The Crap Night Out. What happened
the
to
that? I'm going to write that down, Tone. I forgot about
maybe
that.
Maybe that was the problem the first
the
time.
Crap Night Out. Well, you got to go. I don't even remember how it went, but I'll look that up. The Birdman Rally. Just me with the cereal boxes.
Well, we were going to do the Birdie Gras, the Gay Birdman Rally.
Gay Birdman.
Glamorous floats driving off a jetty, if you remember.
All right. Well, it's just... I haven't thought this through. Do a show from a Hessian sack. Yeah. That's fine. No problem.
We've received a lot of Hessian sacks over the last few weeks,
thank you all
say.
So much. Be someone's formal date. I'm pretty sure school formals are finished, haven't they?
Yes.
But I'm sure there's some kind of university ball.
And I think we worked out also that there was an element of, there was the creep factor.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Rocking up as a date to a year 12 formal. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how would you know, Rich? You never had a date to your formals.
That's true. We both went stag.
We both went stag.
Yeah.
In the photographs, did you get paired with someone else's date just to not make it look so sad?
Yeah. And then the next year, I didn't go stag, but they left with someone else. So. And thank you for bringing all that.
Wow. That, despite the Rohypnol in the drink, I don't understand.
And finally...
how you do so badly.
Tony becomes a professional kickboxer. Now, that's something I've promised
for a few months. No. Let me have a look. No, rain dance exhibition.
Oh, yeah, rain dance exhibition. Yeah. And then professional kickboxing. So that one involves you a little bit, Tony.
Kickboxing. How are we going for time, Nikki? Because already the requests are coming in to replay things from the vaults. Have we got time to play this, do you think, Richard?
Possibly. Maybe a language warning.
Are the kids out of school yet?
I don't think
so. Not yet.
No.
I think there's a couple of unbeeped S's in this one.
Okay.
We better be kept. Are they going to sack us? But I have to say, you know, all the things we've done in 2 years, who would have thought the first thing people would want to hear again is Richard drunk in New Zealand?
A little while later, Mel and Alistair were back on patrol when they were unlucky enough to come across Richard, one of the drunkest people they'd ever seen still standing.
Get f***ed more like it. They can, you know, they can f***ing panel their own bullshit show. Get the f***ing monkey to do it. Oh, I'm sorry, we're not supposed to mention the monkey anymore. At least he had a car space.
Having offered to give Richard a lift, Mel's now hoping they can get him home before he loses his dinner.
What f***ing dinner? You know, we don't get anything to eat thanks to f***ing Eddie Martin, the last king of Scotland. I'm better than this. I've worked with Anne f***ing Wills.
Just as they pull into the student flats where Richard lives... disaster strikes.
Who wants some free Hinder tickets?
Oh, get out. That is disgusting.
Yeah, there you go, listeners. There's tomorrow's break one, you f***ing idiots.
Cut out.
That's what they said when they axed my sex show. and my column in the Sunday Mail.
Richard thought he was being harshly treated.
I'm the one who won the trivia challenge, eh? And Alan Bro, everyone reckons he should have got the Waterboys question just because he's a big shot on Rockwiz or whatever it f***ing is.
Oh, you dirty mongrel!
Nobody was very interested in what Richard had to say anymore.
All right, yeah, no, don't f***ing talk to me then. I'll just go and talk to this guy. He's a fan of mine. Isn't that right, buddy?
I think that there's more things to do to appeal to a broader audience.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Oh, yeah, well, here's an exciting sound for you. Let's play that one out of the news.
Gee, why don't they want us back? I can't...
Same.
Put my finger on the reason.
I think that was recorded at the Acras on the weekend.
What I hear... Anyway, let's get this on Triple M. Here's those chisels. My baby. I think you're fine. That'd be those chisels here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, the show that is winding up in 6 weeks.
And if the alternative strategy just to walk away, I think is complete madness.
Oh.
Absolute madness to do that.
Gee, Mr. Downer's against that.
Downer.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
I wasn't expecting that.
We are brought to you still by the Ute of the Year by four Australia's Ute of the Year, the Nissan Navara. They're sticking with us. And thanks to everyone who's been calling up. And I just want to clear up a few misnomers. That's probably a misuse of the word misnomer.
Yeah.
But a few fallacies about this.
Yeah. A fallacy?
People are going to think,
that got another meaning as well.
Are you thinking about the SBS show Fallacy Stories from the Sea?
That's, see, now they're some big figures.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Rege?
and Nash and Taz.
Oh, the Taz figures on Thalassar, massive.
If you're in Devonport and you're not watching Thalassar Stories of the Sea, you're an outcast.
You see, we're talking about shows on SBS, and you might think maybe that's the reason we're being shown the door, because it's not very popular.
No.
I decided to get out our ratings figures just to make sure that was the case.
Yep.
And have a look at this. In Melbourne, Triple M comes fifth in the ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas get this, for the 2 hours it's on, the station rises to second position. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, Sheffield Shield crowd in here. That's nice.
That's the biggest one we've ever had.
Hey, guys.
In Sydney, Triple M comes a healthy ninth on the ratings ladder. For the 2 hours get this is on, those figures rise to fifth position.
Ooh, look at that. Someone scored a gutsy 37 against the Bush Rangers.
Brisbane, Triple M is the fourth rating station. Well done. But for the 2 hours get this is on, it jumps to second place.
Look at that. 2 for 36 versus the Sandgropers.
And Triple M Adelaide, sixth on the ladder. But for the only 1 hour that we're on, Triple M rises to third in the ratings.
Well, look at that. 46 not out.
So,
turning pitch.
I just don't want to think that it's all this Thalassar and Sagal talk that's turning people off, because clearly it's bringing people in.
That's right.
And a lot of people have been calling in going, oh, it's just because Triple M want to play music. They're just obsessed with music. No, let's be fair. That is not the case. I have the Sunday Age from yesterday in front of me.
Great.
And we have, it describes Triple M's, get this, as so popular, the Austereo Network hardly knows what to do with them.
Well, that's kind of like my school days, I guess, because we, you know, apparently we're so popular that no one, that they don't want us and no one wants to hang out with us. That's the way I saw my year 12. I'm so cool that no one wants to be my friend, because no one wants to be, you know.
But let's just
never mind.
Blow this Thalassar, as we're calling it, about music out of the water, because here we have Guy Dobson, the group program director for the Triple M Network, and he says, and I admire him for this, in Sydney and Melbourne, you can turn to three or four radio stations and hear the same songs. So it's what's between the songs that's our point of difference.
Erectile dysfunction ads.
Wow, is that how you're going to be doing the sound effects when you no longer have access to our computer?
I know, I'm
that's
just
pretty good, Rich.
A dump master going... How come? Assault, assault to himself.
Do the horn. Do one of the, do the chinky dinker horn.
Aruga.
Who's the mad guy in the dumpster? I don't know. He used to panel a radio show.
They and say he used to panel a radio show.
He was never seen again.
He was so popular, they didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's not go thinking that this is going to damage our incisive election coverage.
Not at all, Tone.
Incisive election coverage for,
not
the,
at all.
For the next 6 weeks. Have you done any work over the weekend, Ed?
Dare you, Tony? Of course I have. Look at this, Tone. Richard. A lot of infighting now, isn't there?
Yeah.
A little crack at me then, didn't you?
Yeah, what we really want is the whole thing to fall apart about week four.
Can do.
And then by week six, we're all in separate studios.
Do you know what the best way...
That'd be a great idea.
That would never happen.
The best way to do that would be to start week four by saying, okay, Ed, you're in charge of this break. What are we talking about? Then it's just like Garth from Wayne's World.
I like them teeny and I like them toasty.
All right, I think I might have crept on too long. Yeah. Maybe I should do this in the next break.
You're sizzling. You see, if you thought to do that last April,
dangle,
we'd still be on. Oh, look, thank you very much.
That's gonna Fallout. Be Fallout Boy.
It was Fallout Boy. The takeover, the break's over. Yeah, sure, fair enough. All right, good work. Let's get this brought to you by the Nissan Navara. And obviously word is getting out that we've... Well, we're not coming back at the start of next year.
Oh. Well, you know, it's probably something about the Australian psyche.
Oh, gee, Ruddy.
Ruddy.
Although he's copying it today because, of course, in case you haven't heard, the lesser announcement over the weekend was that we're having an election. How weird is this? Our last 6 weeks time exactly out for the election campaign.
We should run for a seat. This is a good platform.
Free time now.
I'm sure there'd be some paperwork involved.
Do you reckon? Can't you just roll into Eden Monaro with a few sandwich boards and have a crack?
That's where it's happening. Eden Monaro. But look at this in the paper today. Obviously, the Murdoch press are retaining their fierce independence. Mm-hmm. Just taking a core sample. Here's the Herald Sun down in Melbourne. On the front, John Howard, I want you.
Oh, I don't. Well.
And down in the corner, smaller picture of Rudd. And me too.
Nah, that's pro-Rudd.
They're pushing the... That's apparently what he's done. Mm. The Prime Minister has announced he's running for the job of Prime Minister again.
And Ruddy's gone, me too.
Yeah, come
on. I'll have a bit of that. See, he copies everything.
Jesus, Ruddy.
The Liberals are running for office. Of course, Ruddy has to run for office.
Look, Ruddy's already gone into politics, copying Howard. Yeah. Tried to run a major party, copying Howard. Mm-hmm.
And then in The Australian, and I love reading their cut and paste, which is just a random sample of articles from other newspapers.
From around the world.
There's no political agenda to it at all.
Well, there couldn't be.
What's their main story today? Columnist Piers Ackerman in the Sunday Telegraph on what you see in Kevin Rudd is not what you get.
So they've gone all the way to the Sydney Telegraph. How would they even get a copy of that?
I don't know.
Courier it over by Sherpa? Dragged through the snow?
Is the campaign heating up yet, Ed? I know you've been out on the streets.
Yeah, vox popping. Vox popping and locking all weekend.
What have you learnt?
Well, the young say it's time for change tone.
Do they,
really? I mean, you know, perhaps the Murdochs are right behind old Mr. Howard, but the kiddies aren't getting involved.
Oh, really?
Look at these various P platers with interesting haircuts giving the thumbs up to K-Rudd for 07.
Right, okay. Yep.
And it's not, I mean... Yeah, you know, the Liberals have got to do something, Richard. Yeah. You know, I mean, they need a pitch to young voters. So we thought maybe we could help them out.
Oh, okay.
Hey, younger voters, you know we know that you think that Kevin Rudd is all that in a bag of salted potato snacks, but hold your Facebook's comments for 1 minute. The Liberals are a lot cooler than you think. We've been down with the latest words like hip, emo and...
complete madness.
Oh, thanks, Adal. And there ain't no party like a Liberal party with DJ Costello on the wheels of steely economic policy, Christopher Pine's in the corner putting away Pims and Lemo like it ain't no thang, and then there's John Ye Winston dropping crump like it's 9-6 all over again. You heard?
He is very crumped up. Is that the kind of coverage we're going to get over the next 6 weeks?
Cut through, you know, right to the core of the issues.
I want people to be sitting at home going, yeah, that's fine, Bongiorno, that's fine, Oaks. But what does Cavalli say? What's the Marsland verdict? And that other bloke.
The Marsland verdict.
That's
more
fun.
Beats. Less taxes.
Let's meet the listeners next. I'll get this. Yes, that's the cure. Close to me here and get this around the nation on Triple M. Very sad day. We've discovered we're not returning at the beginning of next week, but don't think that is going to stop production of the fabulous Get This Bacon Filled podcast of the year.
Great.
According to a straw poll in the studio just a few moments ago.
Almost unanimous.
137 is up there. Richard Marsland, King of Breakfast TV. See, that's where the trouble started, I reckon.
Well, I voted for Happy Tree Friends, by the way, on the podcast thing. And Homestar Runner. But
what about sex tips? Make your own sex toys?
Yeah, that was
awesome. That's a beauty.
That's in the previous one, I think.
Oh, nice.
Imposters, cardboard billionaires, satisfying moments, and all things Harry Shearer.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, that's up there. But it's time to climb Talkback Mountain. And way back when the show started in 2006, this is how Talkback Mountain sounded. By August, we were already trying to sell the 88 remix. And these days, it's just whatever occurs to Matt Dower on his driving to work in the morning. Yes, we're up there. And, of course, the topic today is simply new jobs for the crew from Get This. Now, here's how ugly, here's how Larry Sanders the radio industry really is within 24 hours of us getting the arse. I understand people from the station were already having conversations with you, Ed, along the lines of, so, mate, do you know Peter Hellyer at all? Right. Got much of a relationship with him? I'm not, the corpse isn't even out of the building, and they're already going through my pocket, seeing what they can help themselves do.
I make that stuff up to try and keep sizzle going, Tony.
This is like, you know, I'm Tony Soprano, and I've been whacked, and at the funeral, Phil Leotardo is asking you, Paulie Walnuts, if you want to come over to the other side.
All right. Paulie Walnuts.
It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, it was Richard who said that, so...
sure, fair enough.
Yeah, true.
Come and try some lotion at my joint. But, okay, that's fair enough. That's true. I mean, everyone
thanks,
will...
Thanks, Tone. I'll be off.
...have to find some new jobs.
See you, mate.
See you, Tone. What are we qualified to do? Well, what sort of... I mean, I'm only trained, really, initially forklift driver.
then typographer, doing mostly work that's done by computer these days, or a nine-year-old with Photoshop.
Either way.
I can draw the Superman logo better than anyone else at my school.
Although there's
probably a computer program that does that.
Okay. So forklift driver, that's the front runner at the moment.
That's the front runner at the moment. I can pick up a 50-cent piece with one of the blades and my eyes shut. With a forklift, that's really...
Oh, that's pretty good.
You don't get into the union, to the guild, unless you can pick up a 50-cent piece with a blade.
Pretty good.
Very good at highlighting bits and pieces in the paper.
Yeah, that's you are good at that. Certainly a skill.
So maybe something... Oh, it's a pity the Stasi are no longer operational.
Yeah, I would have been great with the Stasi, because not only am I good at highlighting documents with a remarkable pink, thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I could obviously learn the terminology. I've got all the gear they used to wear.
Absolutely right.
I saw that film. Was it called?
The Lives of Others.
The Lives of Others. Mm-hmm. I can find some grey polyester slacks, a grey bomber jacket, and some grey zip-up shoes. And just lurk around the streets writing things down.
It's pretty much what you're doing now. Okay.
All right, it's the Stasi for me. What about you, Ed Cavalli?
Well, all right.
Being poached for the Peter Hellier program.
No. By Richard. Thanks very much for the vote of confidence, Rich. So I've done an art history degree at university.
Well done.
So I'm qualified to look at things.
Wow.
That's...
What did you learn? What did you learn in art? How many years did you do art history?
Okay, it was a 3-year degree. I got it in just a few days, under 4.5 years.
Wow.
And if you show me a Botticelli right now, boom, I'll pick the cherubs. I'll pick the cherubs right out of it.
Mm. What about the golden section? Oh, do you know about the golden section?
No.
Well, that's day one art history, isn't it? The golden section.
I didn't do art history.
What are you talking about?
I know a little bit.
Isn't that a Chinese restaurant?
Yes, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I need to see the certificate of yours.
All right.
Do you know what a painting is?
Yeah. It's them things up on the wall and that. Sometimes got boobs in them. The good ones do anyway.
It's the University of Ralph magazine.
Every time there was
pre-Ralphalite paintings.
Every time a painting would go up on a slide that had some norks in it, someone very quietly would go,
"Cool, that's classic, isn't it? Cool, that's a masterpiece. Well, you want to come and check out Leonardo's booty bank?
Yeah. Cool, blimey.
Mr. Marsden, do you have any qualifications whatsoever?
I did a tiny little bit of psychology at university.
Really?
And one of the things that you have to study early in the piece is team behaviour or mob behaviour or in animals. So you go and observe seagulls when you go and chuck bread at them.
All right.
And so you mark down who's the dominant one, who seems to be female, who's male. Who's at the back getting the sympathy vote with the crook leg?
Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Okay,
because that one's almost like a very powerful seagull. Mm. I could go back and do that because I really enjoyed that.
You could make all those same observations in the programming department here at the station.
He's got a wonky leg out there.
Okay.
He's going for the bread.
So what you're saying is...
And also, I need things to press. I need buttons to press. What can I do? You know, that's an itch that needs to be scratched.
Yeah, I know, Rich.
You've been pushing Ed's buttons for 2 years, I'll say that.
So hang on, Rich. So what you're planning to do is on the final day of Get This, thanks, guys, thanks for everything, thanks for the memories, Fall Out Boy style, wander out into the car park, plonk yourself down and observe seagulls.
Great. I could do that for the rest of my life.
God.
6 hours wasn't long enough.
It's an executive position.
But who's going to employ you?
And you can freak out people by tossing the bread near their feet so the seagulls come near their feet and scare them. Yeah. Oh, it's a great day.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Animal kingdom terrorism for
all right,
Mr. Marsland. What should we do next? Give us a call. 1-333-53. Live and Let Die. Guns N' Roses here. Get This around the nation on Triple M. Shown the door. Out of the building in 6 weeks. What are we going to do next?
It was one of those things last week where you're walking past the offices and you know that scene in Office Space where the boss, where Lumberg and Milton just hears the occasional word drift over like, working out. Not exactly working out.
See, I think it's the assumption that our listeners will know who Lumberg is. That's probably that's part probably of the problem.
We're in trouble with the Stasi. All I heard was the phrase, doorknob, ass, way out. When I was walking past.
It's a familiar story in radio. Look, we've got plenty of listeners on the line with new job ideas for us. Who have we got?
Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, hey.
What are we going to go and do?
Oh, well, it's pretty simple. I think you, Ed, should, further your career with quality control of mincing machines.
Oh, yeah. The problem with me, Nick, is I can't help myself when I get around them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why you're the perfect candidate for them. Richard can be like a telemarketer, like introducing himself, like, I'm Richard. You've won our new program.
That'll shift some units.
That's very
and
good.
Good old Tony can be in the Guinness Book of World Records. The first person who's actually started his LOLO collection. Ocean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. I did actually take note of those commercials that say, have you started your Aloha collection yet? That's very true.
Thank you, Nick. Good ideas all.
Okay. I don't know. Are you taking up any of those?
I'm not touching those minces again, not after last time.
He is, of course, for newer listeners, referring to a film, unreleased film. Are you going to get that film screened somehow in the next 6 weeks? I mean, it feels like we should be winding
does it, Tone? Does
that
it feel
story
like it,
up.
Really?
You know,
does
it would be a great punchline.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
To that story
yeah,
arc.
I know, Tone.
As it were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael's on the line. How are you, Michael?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What are we going to do?
Oh, I reckon you should join the New Zealand Police Force.
Oh, yes. Well, we are, you know, polite young. Do you think we're polite enough for the New Zealand Police Force?
Oh, I think you are, especially Richard.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. Hang on. Excuse me, sir, you're under arrest.
How come?
No, careful. I just want to move you out of the way of oncoming traffic, sir.
Assault! Assault! You touched me, officer. Sorry.
See,
how was that, Michael?
Oh, that was pretty good. I'd also like to say that, Ed, if you check Facebook tonight, there will be a Bring Back Get This group.
Thank you very much.
We haven't gone.
Which one of the, well, not yet, which one of the six Facebook pages are you talking about?
The new one.
Yeah, the newest. There will be one up.
The six competing ones.
And hello to all the dudes on Ed Cavalier's a Spunk. Lovely to have you on board,
that's a
gentlemen.
Thanks, Michael.
That's a top place to hang out online.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
G'day, Matthew. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Excellent. What are we going to do?
I thought Tony might be able to join his good mate, Tony Martino, in the Lucreus car washing business.
Oh, yes. The Bikini Car Wash, I think in Melbourne, is run by a man called Tony Martino. So,
and then,
obviously, I could go into partnership with him, and the business cards would just, you know, you could just put a bit of liquid paper over the O, it's not going to cost them much.
I was thinking a bit more of a rivalry. And then having Edward and Richard as some of your investors.
Oh, well.
For shareholders.
Shareholders, yeah. I think you mean. Look, contrary to what you might think, Matthew, I'm not as stacked as some of the ladies over there. We're going to have to maybe get boob jobs, which would be a lovely look for Richard and I.
Well, okay, but I don't know what I can bring to the nude car wash caper that Tony Martino isn't already.
Yeah, very true. Does have it locked down.
Okay, who's got another suggestion? Thanks, Matthew.
Hi, Simone. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. What are we going to do?
I think that you, Ed, could be a Katie Lang impersonator and go around doing tribute shows at local pubs.
Very good. Now, have you been to the Get This website?
I'm assuming
it hasn't been taken down yet.
No, it's still there.
And you've run the comparison. It's pretty good, isn't it?
They are very alike.
I still think we can get a better comparison photo for that shot of you with
That's a good one,
Thomas. Yeah. Oh, we're always striving for quality here at Get This.
Yeah, thanks very much, Simone.
That's a
wonderful idea.
Oh, hi, Xander. No. Do we want to meet Xander? Are you there, Xander?
Yes, I am, guys.
What's your idea?
As sad as it is that the show's ending, it's a good chance to bring back Richard's sex show.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What was it? Did you ever hear that show?
I think I did a few times, but I'm not sure.
That was the last time Richard got sacked from the network. What was the name of that show?
It was called The Late Date Show, and I think I Did Hear It is the biggest demographic. That's the one that we really honed in on during The Late Date
Show.
Well,
I hear it was more date than late. And who was it? Bessie Bardot?
It was Bessie Bardot.
And Fruity Talk.
Yeah.
Well, actually, guys, I think a better co-host would be Phil Spector.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
The Late Date Show.
I'm going out with
exactly.
A bang.
Nicely said.
Thank you.
Who is my latest late date? one more.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Josh. How are you going?
Good. What are we going to do?
Fluffers for, Warwick Kappa.
Industry.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, all right. Definitely.
That's good fluff. that is a horrifying thought, Josh.
Surely, he'd be the sort of bloke who'd do his own fluffing, wouldn't he? Be self-fluffing.
I did hear an interview, didn't he, say he could go, it was something about his stamina and the ability to go for hours on end.
Mm. Yeah. Have you got that clip from Jeff Fenwick where he describes, for those who don't know who Warwick Kappa is, across the campaign.
He's a... Mayor of the Gold Coast.
Which one do you
soon
mean?
Enough.
He's
got a porn tape coming out. He's a former footballer. Tony is rummaging madly through
just
clips at the moment.
Pepper up your missus, I think is the clip
there we
you're
go.
Looking for. I think that's the clip you're looking for because I think now that, obviously the court case is behind Jeff Fenwick, we've got an election coming up.
Yep.
I want to get the Kappa Fenwick ticket going for the Gold Coast.
That's a good idea.
And in case you don't know who Warwick Capper is, here's how Jeff Fenwick describes him.
The guy that was in that magazine getting up his missus.
There you
Lovely.
Go. See, that's the kind of direct communication I think we want to see on the election
trail. If you can't trust the guy getting up his missus, who can you trust?
Beautiful work, Josh. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we do. G'day, Jude. How are you?
Guys, I'm so sad to hear you leaving.
Hey, that's okay,
I
Jude.
Love you guys. I hope you'll come back in some sort of waveform.
Come do it at your place.
Please. We even have a radio show here at the university. You could come on.
We're going door to door on the back of a trailer, Nick Kershaw style.
That was also the plan.
So what are we going to do, Jude?
Well, I thought Gladiators are auditioning at the moment.
Oh, so you're right.
That's an opportunity to get you on the screen.
The new Gladiator.
They need a new Vulcan.
Yeah, that's true. Or a new political party, because we'd love to see you guys in Parliament.
Well, okay, I don't know. Do they have a Bain-Marie in the upper house? I'm not sure whether Ed will be wanting to get on board that. But the Gladiators, because it is the beginning of a long and lucrative career joining the Gladiators.
Oh, look at Vulcan. He's kicked on. Yep. He was in a film, wasn't he? Wasn't he one of the bad guys in Talk the Walk or something?
Walk the Talk, I think, possibly.
Walk the Talk?
With The Rock?
No, not The Rock. This is the one with...
Was he holding the giant cotton bud? Ear thing?
No.
Was he in a giant wheel?
See, this is the kind of sparkling repartee they don't want any more of.
That's what I'm going to miss.
Stanley Gladiators.
Well, we will be coming to your house.
Good. You're invited anytime. Noble Park North.
All right. Thanks very much, Jimmy. What's our decision? Good on you. And look, we will be back in the next hour. I understand the next hour is still going to air in most states. And joining us... We're going to have adult supervision for once. Cass Cook's here. Get
this. Felt like, I've never been shot before, but it almost felt like someone shooting you in the head, yeah.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
What I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna. Oh, look, it's the second hour of getting this. Ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna. Brought to you by the increased pulling power of the Nissan Navara. In case you've just tuned in, we have been given the arse at the end of 6 weeks, but Kaz Cook is here to put a smile on it.
Oh, am I not the tongue kiss of death?
Is this right? Is this something to do with you?
Well, I don't know. This is the first time I've been in the building since I was sacked.
How did you get through the metal detectors? How did you get through the screening? Well, okay, we're quite happy to blame you if that's
well,
helpful.
Well, yeah, why not?
But you've brought in this fantastic book, Girls Stuff. I need two hands to pick it up.
I know, it weighs slightly more than Nicole Richie. And is a lot more useful, I hope.
I don't think even her book weighed more than Nicole Richie.
No, she hasn't got... Oh, she did. She wrote a novel, didn't she?
She wrote a novel that wasn't about her.
That was the one on the back of a beer coaster, wasn't it?
No, it's in the literary novel section of your bookshop, but it has 8 pages of pictures of her stumbling out of a nightclub in the middle. There's where Dostoevsky went wrong. Look,
and he was up the duff soon as look at him as well.
Up the duff. Now, that is a big-ass book. Is this kind of a sequel to...
It's a long way on from Up the Duff because this is for girls aged 10 to 18.
Mm.
600 pages of everything from, it's just everything that happens to you when you're a teenager. Pimples, you know, sex, drugs, drink, friends, bullies, makeup.
You see, when people think teenage girls, they think the team from Get This.
Always.
And we're going to prove that commitment correct.
I was most worried coming in here today because I thought, well, I know what'll happen. The boys will show me up. You know, they'll be saying, you forgot this. You know, you didn't have enough on that.
See, you're joking, but that is seriously going to happen. Wait till you see what Richard's been boning up on over the weekend. I'll get this. Oh, yes, Powderfinger here at Get This Around the Nation. I don't remember. It's the second hour, and Get This, in case you haven't heard, is ending its brief run on Broadway. I'll see you that lot. Drop a sandbag on it, please, Rich. Do it! Singular sensation. Oh, they're plums! Oh, there's no need to drag us into the gutter, Rich, because there's a lady in the room.
Do you mind?
Kaz Cook is here with her latest big-ass book, Girl Stuff, your full-on guide to the teen years.
That would stun Paris Hilton. Well, the idea that you'd written a book would probably stun Paris Hilton.
You could easily stun her with that book. I'm thinking we might give that a try before the next 6 weeks are over. What prompted you to write this book? And when you were growing up, I'm assuming there was nothing like this available.
No, there was not. There was a magazine called Dolly.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And I used to read that.
And there was a picture of AC/DC that you could put on your wall. That was pretty much it.
Well, you've got a daughter, obviously. That's no secret.
She's only 9. So we've only read the first 16 pages. And then I said, put that away, darling, and we'll have a look at that over the next few years. Because, look, you know, you don't want to read it all when you're 11.
No.
You've just got to keep it under your bed. It's your paper best friend that you bring out when you're worried about things. I wrote it because I remember as a teenager, which obviously was 102 years ago I don't know whether this happens to boys, but, you know, with girls, usually you hate one of your bits. And with me, I was convinced my nose was a danger to shipping. It was too large and I had to keep moving my head so that no one saw my profile ever.
Yes.
So I needed a lot of chiropractic work between the ages of 14 and 16.
See, I was just basically a stick, really. If there was a shadow thrown on a wall, you would think it was a broom, basically. But that was Tony Martin on his way to school.
But you filled out beautifully.
Yeah, just enormous wind cheaters were the answer. You don't really need a book.
Curvaceous is the word most associated with you now, Tony.
Yeah, obviously there's not a lot of teenage girls, I'm assuming, listening to Triple M.
They'd be their dads,
but
though.
But their dads are wondering, how will this book help us out? What will we learn?
Well, you won't have to talk to her.
You can just
give her the book, and there's no embarrassing questions to be dealt with.
Just
hand it over.
There's a lot in here. There's a big section on sex. There's a big section on drugs. You've got all the good stuff in here.
I have, in fact, got lists of how to say no, which should make the dads very happy.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Is there an easy way to say no?
Shouting usually does it. No, but, you know, carefully turned phrases, Tony, that I've, you know, crafted.
Yeah.
But Kaz, drug culture would have changed a bit since you were a teenage gal, wouldn't it? Like the drugs themselves would have changed.
We had snuff, Ed, when I was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
did Lord Fauntleroy give you that?
He did. Lord Fauntlepants, actually.
So have you had to go back and get on the new gear just to see what it's like, so you can be a bit accurate?
Yes. Also, I've subjected myself to tertiary syphilis.
Wow.
It was 2.5 years of research, obviously. So there was a lot to get through. I set up a website. I had 4,000 girls telling me what they were worried about. Mm. I went and talked to 70 experts from, you know, psychiatrists and drug and alcohol counsellors, sex educators, the...
Dean Geyer.
The wardrobe mistress on Kath and Kim.
Oh, good.
Kitty Stuckey, she was very helpful.
Yeah, nice. Kitty Stuckey, I just have to, you know, I know we're not here to talk about her, but hasn't her work doing the wardrobe on Kath and Kim? The series has been brilliant.
Every shot, really there's a piece of clothing where you're just like, where did they get that? How do they find so many browns for Kel?
Look, we want to talk more about this, Kaz. And okay, you're an expert. You've written a book.
I'm not an expert.
No, in the confines of this room.
Yeah, you beat us.
Okay, well, in this closet, sure.
You are. But let's find out if that's true. We've got Richard Marsden here.
Oh. Sure.
We're going to run a comparison. But also, because it's our last 6 weeks, we are taking requests for things you want to hear again. Let's get through as much of it as we can in this hour of Get This. Oh, Duran Duran, we'll certainly miss you and your work. Hungry Like the Wolf here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Kaz Cook is here with her fabulous new book, Girl Stuff, your full-on guide to the teen years. Teenage girls, what they're into, what they need to know, how they operate, the mystery. Now, you've been on a lot of radio shows. What kind of dopey questions have other people been asking you?
How can you write a book about teenage girls when you're not one?
Oh, okay.
I just had to point out that, you know, there is this thing called research.
Yeah, there was that bloke who wrote American Psycho. I don't think he was, you know...
Got up to a bit of work with rats. You think?
He did like Huey Lewis in the News, though. Yeah. He's massive on them.
I know that.
Do you know that Huey Lewis in the News are the biggest selling band to mentally ill people in America? Isn't that a great statistic?
Is that why there's like 3 chapters on Huey Lewis in the News in American Psycho, do you think?
Hang on, is that a serious statistic?
No, it was a story in The New Yorker.
So they polled the mentally ill and they came back with Huey Lewis in the News.
They're apparently very well represented at the concerts. Ed, don't look at me like that.
No.
I'm bringing you information, about teenage girls.
I've just got a lot of Huey Lewis and the Lose at home.
Yes, Huey Lewis and the Lose.
It's another band that...
it's a cover band.
Yeah. Tribute act, please.
You know, Huey Lewis is a very underrated man. You remember there was this Australian film, Jindabyne. You remember that?
Oh, yes. That was...
Came out recently. It was based on the Raymond Carver short story, So Much Water, So Far From Home.
So Close to Home.
So Close to Home. I was thinking of the shortened version for DVD.
Sorry,
the original, the one that Robert Altman did.
Shortcuts.
Shortcuts had that story in it. Mm. And what it had that the Australian version didn't have was Huey Lewis taking a piss on camera.
There's the difference.
Which he did. Do you remember? People think
Excuse
I'm joking.
Me, I'm trying to publicise a book and you're talking about weeing.
Well,
it was your own fault. You brought up Huey Lewis.
I think there is a whole chapter on weeing in this book. Kaz, you know, welcome back to the microphone, by the way. I always love hearing you on the radio and whatever venues it was.
I haven't been back to this building since they sacked me.
Did you ever get go to the glamorous radio awards, which were held over the weekend?
I did not, sadly.
Ed was there, Richard was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, you know, without saying anything that could get us into trouble, how drunk were people and what ill-advised things were said publicly?
Well, I think it was also the end. I think the ACRAs sort of kicked off, the Australian Commercial Radio Awards kicked off after a very big race day. So there was a lot of people coming from the races to present awards.
Oh, that's always good.
So some people were under the weather.
Anyone bring a horse?
No, unfortunately. I think they had.
Do they have the flu?
Yes, exactly. But no, it was a very touching in memoriam bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they went through some of the luminaries. Of radio and TV who'd passed away during the year. Mm. Kevin Creese, who's been on the TV and radio in Adelaide for 40 years.
Yep.
Legendary newsman, credited as Kevin Chase by the man
which
reading.
Which is nice. Which is nice.
So when you're reading out dead guys' names,
get it right.
Get them right.
So it'd be at the Oscars if they said Clint Fastwood.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
I remember going to the Radio Industry Awards when they were called the RA Awards in Adelaide one year, and we went into the auditorium about 20 minutes before it started, and there was a crate hanging from the roof, and it just had danger written on it, stamped on it with a stencil. And we're sitting there going, what's that crate about? And then the awards began, the 2001 music started, and the crate was lowered from the ceiling. And about a foot before it hit the stage, the three pissy flashbots went off too early. It was like bad countdown awards. The crate fell to bits and out stepped Ian Rogerson. And lovely bloke, Ian Rogerson. Yeah. But all people could think was, he was crouched up there at the ceiling for 25 minutes waiting for this. That is commitment.
I thought you were going to say there was one balloon in it. Just let it float down slowly.
Can't afford balloons this year. We do not have time to hear from that sponsor.
Okay.
Cancel that. Your request coming soon. We are going to take Kaz Cook head to head with Richard Marsden next on Get This. Thank you, the Foo Fighters, the pretender around the nation on Get This here at Triple M. Kaz Cook is with us. She's had to use a trolley to bring in her new book, Girl Stuff, Your Full-On Guide to the Teen Years. You haven't skimmed. How many hours, years went into this book?
2.5
2.5 years of work. That's more than that Salman Rushdie puts in.
Like, well, he's got a lot of young ladies to be squiring about, obviously, in secret.
Okay. Now, is it an interesting position to be in where, as you say, your own daughter is just coming up to the age this book's for? You'll be able to test all these theories in your own book and see if you've been right.
Yes, I will. Luckily, they're not my theories. I went to see the experts because my theory is pretty much, what? Help.
Oh, really?
But that's why I needed some help and I had to go and see the... I was a bit surprised at some of the questions the girls would ask, too.
Yes, let's hear them.
Has my nana ever had sex?
No.
Okay.
She probably has.
I had to be the bearer of said bad news, Ed.
Yeah. Heaps of times.
And when I'm doing it, when I grow up a bit more and I'm doing it with a boy, should I move?
Okay.
So it is?
Obviously, we assume that girls know everything.
Yeah.
But they don't.
And what we assume too is not you. I'm just turning into Richie Beno for no reason. What we also assume is that the modern kids know everything. They've seen it all on the YouTube.
Yes. But just think about that for a minute. Mm. You know, if you got all your information about life from watching the OC, you wouldn't be in a terrific position, would you, to be going forward in your life?
What I find talking to friends of mine who've got kids who are like about 13 or 14, if you talk to those kids, it's like that. What's that thing on the internet where you start to type something in and it finishes typing it out for you? What's that called?
Oh, like predictive text.
Predictive text, that's what their conversations are like. Mm. Like you'll start to say something and they'll go, yeah. That's what I hear the most when I talk to kids.
Oh, really?
They've already got to the end of the sentence before me because their brains are working quicker. But I'm assuming the emotional development is not keeping a pace.
No, and also their brains aren't finished.
Ours, that's right.
Sadly, nowhere to go.
That's right, downhill from here. The amount of brain cells
we're just
lose.
We're just pruning the branches now.
We're hedge burning on this program.
Yeah.
What sort of, do you go along and read out your book and do public read? Is this a kind of book where you can do that?
I have been appearing at, well, no, because you never know who's going to be in the audience. I actually was talking about this book the other night and a man in the audience had bought two toddlers.
Yes.
And I was just about to talk about the love chapter and I knew the sex chapter was coming up.
Yes.
And he had a little kiddie who was reading aloud from a book.
A rifle book?
Yeah, well, a little kid's book in the second row, like reading aloud quite loudly.
So
and I finally had to say, I'm sorry, that's just doing my head in.
So that's the equivalent of heckling for you, live writer's gig.
At least it was educational.
So someone, there's, you know, Paul Theroux just reading A's latest book. There's John Updike in the audience coming back at him with a bit of rabbit at rest. Cop that, Theroux! What a bitchy old world, the literary circuit.
Oh, dear.
But today, we're going to put you to the test. Obviously, a lot of people out there have teenage girls in the house. Mm. They've got a lot of questions. Are the answers in this book by Kaz Cook or are the answers in the head of Richard Marsland?
Very possibly be.
Call us up with your questions on the topic 133353.
Get this.
Terrible. Disgusting this. I got to get the sex.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Around the country on the Triple M Network. It's Get This, brought to you by the Nissan Navara. Sorry, Kaz, I just have to make sure the ad break is finished in all the states.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, it's still going, I think, in Brisbane. Just let it finish. There it is. Brain snapping bargains for everybody. Kaz Cook is with us with a fabulous book, Girl Stuff, Your Full-On Guide to the Teen Years. We've put out the call to call up with questions for Kaz and or Richard.
Mm-hmm. Why Richard?
Because he's the expert in this room. And remember, that's a comparative statement, Kaz.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? Sure, statistically speaking.
Well, I've sort of lived through teenage girl years twice now because I have an older sister.
Yeah, there you go.
And I have a younger sister who's just turned 18. So in all cases, doors were broken and slammed to pieces. And I left home when my younger sister was about 14.
Yeah.
And I remember just looking into the house cat's eyes and the cat's just going, "You're not leaving me." Jesus, you.
The phones
wasn't happy.
Have exploded, but they're mostly people with opinions of varying intensity about the fact that we've been dismissed here from the station.
Well, it is a little bit hard to be perky when they've just slammed the door.
But don't worry. I think, is Taya on the line?
Hello there. Taya, sorry.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Hi, Taya.
Hi, I just have a question for Richard. I'm a bit overreading at the moment because I'm doing my final Year 12 exams.
Yep.
And whilst the topics in Kaz's book do interest me, I wonder if I just watched Short Bus, do you think that would be considered to be enough of an education for me in all things sex and drugs? Or
I'm a little lost.
Kaz has not seen the film Short Bus and we certainly don't recommend it to nervous viewers at the video shop.
Of course. Look, it's a great education for things to do with fitness balls. Yeah. It's also a wonderful yoga primer.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in the American National Anthem, it's certainly the way to go.
Yeah, I don't think it's a rival to Girl Stuff by Kaz Cook, however.
No.
I can see Kaz writing down a note to rent it from her video show.
Wow, that's going
to
be an interesting one.
Well, actually, I'm writing a note that says, "Get me out of here," and pressing it against the window, Tone.
All right, well, good luck with that, Tyre, and get back to us with your findings.
I will do. As soon as my exams are over, I'll be calling in.
Cheers.
Oh, why wait?
Thank you very much for the last 2 years in educating me in all things synths and obscure TV and movies.
Well, if you're going to call us back, make it in the next 5 weeks and 4 days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Taya. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, how you going?
Hey, man. Ask away, my friend.
Mate, I've just got a question. I've got a daughter. She turned 13 in a couple of weeks, and just in the last 2 weeks, she's gone from a really open with the feelings to us and, you know, like straight A student to, like the last couple of weeks, she's gotten rid of all her friends and she's starting to hang around undesirables and she won't talk to us, you know what I mean? Like, she just...
Well, I'm going to go past Richard Marsden to Kaz Cook on this one.
Dave, are you getting a bit of the whatever... A bit of the talk back, or is she sort of, you know, up for a fight, or is she withdrawing, do you reckon?
She's just withdrawing, like she just won't talk about anything. She's been given the attitude and she just...
I reckon with something like that, it's a bit hard to know what's bothering her. Could be any of the 26 chapters in my book, but I wouldn't hazard a guess. But if you can get someone who's like a favourite auntie, or someone who's perhaps not mum or dad, but someone else who can, you know, maybe the mum of a friend who can have a bit of a talk to her...
Oh, okay.
And yep. So see if you can get a bit of a translator in there.
Oh, an intermediary.
Mm.
Now, Kez, would Richard in a wig and cocktail frock suffice for that?
No, but I would find that quite exciting.
Okay.
We're not talking about the same thing now.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Luck. And hope we weren't making fun. It's no, a serious question.
No, and
question.
Dave, seriously, there are, you know, have a look at the book and just maybe drop it in a room and it's, there could be something in there that she's worried about. Also, in the book, there is a whole thing about how to talk to your kids, how kids can talk to their parents and
all right.
Tell them what's going on.
And if that doesn't help, here's how we're going to cheer all our callers up. Everyone gets a copy of Kath and Kim Series 4, fresh to TV.
Hurrah!
Very good news.
Hurrah! Who's next?
G'day, Penny. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Look, I'm really sorry to hear that you guys are going, but
thanks,
commiserations
Pen.
For me because I've got two teenage daughters.
Oh, fair enough.
Help.
Help! Help! How can we help?
I don't think my daughter will read it. She reads Dolly magazines. How do I get her to read it, or do I read it and then talk to her?
Look, I'll tell you what, Penny, if you just look on the back of the book, it says Handling Love and Heartbreak, Exercise, Guys, Sex, Bullies, Drinking, Cheering Up, Why
Diet, need to read it then.
Why Diets Suck. So, look, it's Dolly Magazine times 24.
There you go. It's the extra strength gear.
Oh, good.
Beautiful. Nice.
If I put the X-rated picture on the front, she might actually open it.
There you go.
You can print that out from Ed's MySpace page.
Yeah, you betcha.
And like you say, how do you get them to read? Good. And she reads the Dolly Magazine. We're giving everyone a copy of Kath. I keep wanting to call it Kaz and Kim. I'm imagining what that would be.
That's the next series.
Series 4. And there was a great line about reading in this series of Kath and Kim. And it was where somebody didn't know who Misha Barton was. And Kim replied, "You don't know who Misha Barton is, don't you, Reed?" So a copy of that DVD for everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Now, we've got, you know, credentials here. Obviously, we're finishing in 6 weeks. But, Kaz, I'm assuming, like many others, you'll be tuning in to get this for incisive election coverage.
Oh, my word.
A Day in the Life of the Prime Minister and Richard Marsland. Next on Get This. Richard. That's one of the reasons we've been given the arse here at Triple M. Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Sorry, Kaz Cook, to subject you to that, but that's...
No, I feel quite at home with the whole being given the arse thing.
Welcome aboard the Arse Fest. When we started doing this show, that sound effect would be set off every time we play that song.
Summer of 69.
We'd pick up the phone and someone would be playing Summer of 69 down the phone to us to try and set off the dog. But listen... I'm sorry you've come in on such a weird day for the show when we've got this news, Kaz.
As I say, right at home.
Yeah, but how many books have you written now? I notice you don't even have in the front of
no, your book. No, because I can't remember all of them. Because some of them are very little, like the little book of stress and the little book of crap and the little book of, that's a real one, and the little book of household madness. And so they're all, because I got onto that lurk. Because remember the little book of calm?
Yes, the little book of
and
calm.
And I thought, how brilliant, one thought per page. Yeah, God, yeah. I only have a thought every month or so. That's perfect for me. And I sort of, you know, sent it up and that mine ended up being a bestseller as well, yeah, The Little Book of Stress.
It is a sort of an area of the bookshop, which is, it's like the, you know, Chiquito bars by the at the 8 items or less, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's got about as much nutritional or literary value as a dim sim. I mean, it's just, it was just crap. But, no, it was fun to write. I don't know, Tone. I think something like 20-something books. But,
wow.
As I say, some of them are piffle.
Is it more or less than Gretel Galeen? I think
a little bit more, but... Yeah. But she's probably has a lot more literary merit. A lot of hers are bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
But then I've come back strongly with Up the Duff, which
yeah,
is
that's right.
Very large. And Girl Stuff here is,
that's monstrous.
As we say.
Yeah. Monstrous. Ideal for, well, I wouldn't put that in any kind of stocking. It's not really a stocking stuffer, is it? It's a helpful book. That's what it is. But what about that election campaign? I'm assuming you've heard the lesser announcement over the weekend was that John Howard.
I was a little less shocked by that one.
November 24th and all.
I've got a wedding to go to that night.
That
and
day.
I'm thrilled to go to the wedding. But I just, you know, it's going to be like those weddings that are on during, you know, the Melbourne Cup or the footy, you know, the grand final. There's going to be people, don't you think, sneaking off to the loos to see what's happened
going to be a
in
lot
the election.
Of that. It's going to be very distracting. Obviously, the Get This coverage will be continuing right up to the big day. And I don't know, Kaz, whether you tuned in last week when Richard Marsland spent a day on the road with the Prime Minister.
It's 6 a.m. at the lodge in Canberra and a frosty start to the day for our crew who are awaiting the arrival of the power-walking Prime Minister.
Where is he? He's not here. No, well, I mean, the producer definitely set the lights.
It's 6 o'clock, mate.
Can you see any lights on?
When's he supposed to be here?
Now, here we go. Hello? Well, no, he hasn't, come out yet. Hmm? I'm at the lodge.
We've been here forever.
Kirribilli House. No. Right. Good-o.
24 hours later, a flight to Sydney and one huge cluster of a mistake from our producer. And we're ready to meet the Prime Minister, who's off on his 6 a.m. walk.
Prime Minister?
How are you, Ben?
It's Richard, actually. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Sorry, we were meant to be here yesterday.
No, that's all right.
It's just the producer, a bit of a problem, but he's on an AWA, so he's gone.
Righto.
The PM sets a gruelling pace, which doesn't let up all day. However, there are a few minutes for repose in the breakfast nook.
I'm very much a loner at breakfast. And Jeanette said, you get your own breakfast.
So you make your own breakfast?
You don't have to tell me else to get your breakfast. Mm. Ridiculous.
No, too true. Just a light dusting of sugar on my Guardian, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess this is a chance to prepare for the day ahead.
Mm.
Do you get a chance to listen to Get This or anything like that? Do you have a favourite between Ed Cavalli and Tony Martin?
Well, it's a combination. And if both are terrible, I turn to Classic FM.
Slickly edited Passage of Time package. Between the hours of 6 a.m. and 12 noon, the Prime Minister has given 4 radio interviews, had 3 meetings, an interstate flight, 2 denials, and 3 bursts of shilly-shallying. Then it's a full afternoon of more meet and greets, 2 interviews, and some random hugging from total strangers. And at the end, I ask for one myself.
You want a hug?
Yeah.
It's a warm embrace, a powerful cuddle from the most powerful man in the land.
Oh.
It goes on maybe just a few beats too long.
Mm. Yeah. All right. I think, Prime Minister, we might be missing afternoon tea.
I had some sandwiches in the car, you see.
All right. Just a bit longer then. Okay, I've really got to go now.
Talk to your wife.
I will. Yeah, no, we'll work something out, okay?
Good on you.
See ya.
Thanks a lot.
There you go. That's the kind of coverage we'll be supplying over the next 6 weeks here on Get This on Triple M. Oh, Mr. Marsden, have all of the songs today been chosen for maximum irony factor?
It seems like it, doesn't it?
The world is certainly ending here again. Yeah. It will in, 29 shows from now. Kez Cook, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Look, you know, I come in to plug my book for teenage girls and you blokes have had the temerity to get the sack. What's going on? Make an effort.
Get a sack to store this monster. Girl Stuff by Kez Cook, your full-on guide to the teen years. That's going to be very helpful to a lot of our... It's so great to be offering something helpful for once on the program.
Absolutely.
Kez.
And look, if you don't read and you haven't got a teenage girl, it's good ballast.
Thanks to everyone who called. I should mention the podcasts are coming thick and fast. 137 is up there. We're hoping 138 will be completed today.
Right.
Obviously, the website is open for business.
Yes.
Have a look at the comparison between Ed Cavalli and KD Lang and be startled.
Shocking.
Have a look. Isn't that an amazing look like, Kez? It blows everyone away.
There you go.
I'm on the turn.
That's what I've heard. Our key phrase, well, it just has to be thanks to everyone who's been calling in with messages of support.
And I'm looking forward very much to the next 6 weeks.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Lawrence Learn. Haven't seen him for a while. He's been around the world. And it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara huge pulling power. Don't forget that China hutch. Don't forget that butter churn. What a 4x4.
Yeah. Now it's all out and you know.
Complete madness. Absolute madness to do that.
Calling in with messages of support.
And I'm looking forward very much to the next 6 weeks.
And we'll be back tomorrow with Lawrence Learn. Haven't seen him for a while. He's been around the world. And it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara huge pulling power. Don't forget that China hutch. Don't forget that butter churn. What a 4x4.
Yeah. Now it's all out and you know.
Complete madness. Absolute madness to do that.